Welcome to the Hope Story Podcast, where we share resources, encouragement, and hope for families of children with Down syndrome. Here's your host, husband, dad, and founder of Hope Story, Rick Smith.
Welcome to the Hope Story Podcast. This is Rick Smith, and I'm here with one of our Hope Advocates. And also, if you happen to see the video that we released on World Down Syndrome Day of this year called To the Next Me, she was actually in that video as well. She's the mother of several children, one of which is Jaden, 10 years old, who happens to have been born with Down syndrome. Antoinetta, welcome to the Hope Story Podcast.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Well, listen, let's jump right into it a little bit. Let's tell everyone, if you could, a little bit about your story with Jaden, your birth story, if you had a prenatal, postnatal diagnosis. Just sort of take us through, 10 years ago.
Okay. I had a postnatal diagnosis. Jaden, I went to the doctor's office to just have a sonogram, and the doctor said that he was measuring real small. So he had me go over to the hospital. So I had to go to Methodist to get a sonogram by the sonogram tech there. The sonogram tech had actually left for the day, so they told me I was going to have to stay overnight until he come back in the next morning. And long story short, the nurse came in to monitor me, and she had me switch positions. And when I switched positions, they lost his heartbeat. And she called several nurses in, and no one was able to find his heartbeat. And I had to have an emergency C-section. And after the emergency C-section, I came to, and that's when I was told my son had Down syndrome.
Wow. Wait, that was a lot. Thanks for sharing all that. You really went through a lot there. And so tell us about how'd you feel, what was going through your mind?
No one was in the room with me actually at that time. And I was, I had an emergency C-section, so of course I was knocked out. But when I came to, I heard the doctor tell me, but I thought maybe I was dreaming because I had so much, drugs in me. I thought I was, dreaming. So I was like, well, maybe she didn't say that. So when my mom came in, I asked my mom if that's what she said. And my mom confirmed that he did have Down syndrome. I really didn't know what to think.
Yeah. Did you know anyone with Down syndrome before this?
I have a little cousin with Down syndrome. And that's the only one that I know with Down syndrome. My sister has special needs, but she's not diagnosed Down syndrome.
So what was going through your mind when you heard that news? What kind of was immediately did you think about? How'd you feel?
I was really numb and in denial for a long time. I just thought he just had different features, and the test results was going to prove that he did not have Down syndrome. He just looked different. Even with the first testing, I didn't believe that one. The second testing, I didn't believe that one either. I thought, that the test was wrong. So for a while, I was in denial. It took me at least maybe a month or two to actually come to terms that he did have Down syndrome.
Yeah. And so how's he doing today, 10 years later?
Great.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Amazing.
What are some of the things that Jaden likes to do? What does he like to do for fun?
Jaden loves wrestling. He loves to watch wrestling. He loves to wrestle. He loves to play with toy cars. He loves YouTube videos, and he just loves to dance, sing, rap, you name it. He loves it.
That's awesome. That's fun. We have three boys, so I get it. They're rough and tumble. So even the two-year-old, he likes to rough and tumble with his brothers.
Yes. And my youngest is a four-year-old girl. So just imagine.
Mm-hmm. So what, we are recording this in June, and so we are, in the midst of everything that has changed our world, COVID-19 related. So I know things look a little different right now, but when COVID's not going on, what does a typical day look like for your family, for Jaden?
A typical day for him is just getting up early. He's the first to wake up in the morning. So he's going to wake up me. So 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, he's up. He's looking for some type of electronic device so he can look at his YouTubes or play his games on his phone. And just him running around playing on a weekend. Of course, during the week, he would have to get ready to go to school. His dad would get him ready and send him off to school because I would be at work. But on a weekend, just him running around playing. with his sisters. Like I say, looking at he liked to play video games. So him on the video game and just grab them hugs. He'll run up, hug you, kiss you all day long.
At Hope Story, we believe one of the greatest gifts for new parents of a child with Down syndrome is a friend who also has a child with Down syndrome and is a little farther along in their parenting journey. That's why we're working to connect OBGYNs with families raising a child with Down syndrome so they can connect their patients with parents who can offer friendship, encouragement, and hope. We call this the Hope Advocate Process. To learn more and to sign up to become a Hope Advocate, simply visit hopestory.org/hopeadvocate. And now, back to our show.
And so he just finished up the fifth grade?
Fourth grade.
And then he'll be going into fifth grade.
Right.
Awesome. So how has school been for Jaden? What does school look like? You know, how's the educational piece? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Education has been, that has been challenging for us. He started school when he was three, and he had a consistent teacher for maybe 1 or 2 years of that. But throughout his schooling since three, he really hasn't had a consistent teacher. So that has probably been the most challenging for us. But this last year, he had an awesome teacher. So I've seen a lot of growth in him for his recognition of letters. He's speaking more. He's speaking more clearer, and also maybe the potty training aspect. We actually finally got him potty trained, and I think that was due to him, his teacher actually being consistent and us working together.
That's awesome. That's a big step. Congrats.
Very much so. Thank you.
So is he in a typical education? Does he get pulled out some? Does he get pulled out? What's his day-to-day look like at school?
He's just in sped. He doesn't get pulled out and sit in the regular classes or anything. He's just in sped all day.
Okay. And so for people that don't know, sped is special education classes. So
right.
That's awesome. Yeah. Every kid, every child, you know, that's why we say individual education plan, IEP. Every child's different. They got different needs, different ways that they learn. And so that's why individual education plans are so important.
It is.
Well, so what are some of the best parts about raising a child with Down syndrome?
The best part is just his pure love and joy. He doesn't know hate. He's not mad. He's just always happy. If he cries, it's something is wrong. Something didn't go right, and you really need to look into it because he's just always happy. I think that's the only thing that's really different. He teaches them patience and how to help everyone.
That is awesome. How are the sibling relationships?
Amazing. They love him and he loves them. He's the middle child, but sometimes he may think he's the oldest. Sometimes he thinks he's the youngest. Those sisters have a 16-year-old, a 4-year-old, and they love him. They love him dearly.
Yeah, I can say that about Noah, who's our 9-year-old with Down syndrome, and he has two other brothers, a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they love him so much.
Yes, they love him so much. They do not play about their brother.
Well, so let me ask you this. What has surprised you? You're 10 years into the journey, and you know what has surprised you about raising Jaden?
I have... A lot of things surprises me, but what really surprises me is he's very bright. He can light up a room just by entering it. His love, and like I said before, the joy that he has, his spirit. He doesn't know hate. So that's the most surprising thing for me.
Yeah. And so if you could go back in time, if you had a time machine, you could go back 10 years ago and talk to yourself when you were in the hospital, when you just learned that Jaden, you know, had Down syndrome, that you were going to be the parent of a little boy with Down syndrome. What are some things that you wish you could tell yourself?
I would tell myself to just accept it and process the information and just go forward, because by being in denial, it brought on depression, anxiety. And I want to say maybe a month or two of just actually loving my child for who he was. So I would just tell myself to just process that information and to just go forward with it.
That's good. And you said, you know, a little bit of depression and some anxiety. And I think, you know, parents or moms that are listening to this can relate to that. And so thank you for sharing that. What were some resources that were helpful to you at that time, not just to get you through, you know, the depression and the anxiety, but even just resources that have been helpful to you over the last 10 years? What are some things that you would say have been good resources for you?
The only resources that I've had, I was involved in with the Down Syndrome Guild of Dallas, but a lot of the things that they have is, it was so far out, and due to work schedules, I wasn't able to be involved as much. So there's really not a lot of resources that I had. So the only thing that I had to really depend on was faith, prayer, and my family and knowledge. That's the only thing that I had to kind of guide me in this process.
Yeah. You know what? I think those are really important. Faith, family, and knowledge. And so for those that are out there, people that are listening to this podcast, it is so important. You know, I'm a Christian. I know Antoinette is a Christian. And, you know, faith has really been something that has helped, you know, help me in all areas of life, specifically with our son Noah, and understanding that that was God's plan for our life and that God knows what he's doing. But having friends, knowing that you're not alone, having family, people in your life that can come around you and help you. We all need helpers. And so you mentioned the local Down Syndrome Guild. And so for anyone that may not know what that is, we're in Dallas. And so Dallas has a Down Syndrome Guild of Dallas, which was really helpful for me and my family as well. And it's just a local Down Syndrome organization. And so we're really big fans of local Down Syndrome organizations. And so if you're a new parent, what that means is there, you know, a lot of cities will have an organization that helps families, new families, families that have kids that are a little older, adults with Down syndrome, and they're really a great resource. And so if you don't know if your city has one or not, you can just simply Google, you know, your city plus Down syndrome organization and see if something pops up. And I encourage you to get plugged in if you can, because some good people that are connected with those organizations.
Right.
And you can meet people. You can meet some good people there.
Are you the parent of a child with Down syndrome and interested in sharing your story on a future episode of the Hope Story podcast? If so, please visit hopestory.org/podcast and let us know. We may end up featuring your family's story on a future episode. And now, back to our show.
Okay, great. And so Jaden is 10. He's got his whole life ahead of him. What are some of the dreams that you have for Jaden? And how are those similar to dreams that you have for your other children? And how are they different?
My dream is for all of my children actually to have, to become entrepreneurs. That's my dream for all of them. I know with Jaden, it's going to take a little bit more work and he's going to need people there with him to guide and assist him. Of course, I'm going to be there. But when the time comes when I'm not able to be there, I just hope and pray that my circle continues to be there for him, even if I'm not around. And I just pray that they all, including Jaden, they're healthy, successful, and happy when they become older.
That's awesome. So you want Jaden to be a businessman?
Yes.
So you said when Jaden was born, you had someone in your family that had Down syndrome. So you had a little bit of knowledge about people with Down syndrome. But how has your perspective towards people with Down syndrome changed since having Jaden?
Honestly, I didn't really have a perspective of just people with Down syndrome in general, because as I stated before, my sister has, she has special needs. So I've been around all my life, you know, so I knew what to do. I just wasn't accepting to the fact that now I'm having to deal with this as a mother. But I asked my daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, and my nephew who just graduated high school, I just asked them, you know, what was your perspective? How did it change? And they told me that it just kind of being in school, they're in high school, so they see children with Down syndrome there. It just made them want to help them more and to also make them stand up for them in times when they couldn't stand up for themselves. So if they see someone maybe bullying or doing something that they shouldn't do to them, it made them want to stand up for them and assist them more if they see they need any type of help with being, you know, getting things at the lunch line or things like that.
You know, that's awesome. I think the sibling relationships are so important. It's been really cool to see Noah's brothers, 2-year-old and really with the 6-year-old, to watch how they, you know, love their brother. And I hope as they get older, they sort of have that sibling protection on Noah. And I hope that rubs off in the way that they treat other people. And so when they see people at school that are maybe the outcast or maybe, you know, people in the school that need a little help, I hope they stand up for those people.
Right.
Well, okay, last question. And you did this so well. If you're listening to this, please go to hopestory.org, click on our blog, look for the show notes for this episode, and we're going to put a link to the video, to The Next Me. You can also go to hopestory.org/The Next Me. Then you can see this video where Antoinetta did such a great job of doing this. But what would you tell a parent whose child has just been diagnosed with Down syndrome? They're scared. They don't know what to think. They might be feeling a little bit of depression and anxiety. What would you tell them?
I would just tell them to process the information the best way that they can. Reach out to someone that has been through this before. It's okay. It's challenging. It's not what we think. It's not what we expect. It's not what we dream, but it will become your dream. It will become better than your dream. It's going to be okay.
Wow. That was a powerful quote. You said, it's not what you dream, but it will become your dream.
Yes.
That's so powerful. I think a lot of parents in the beginning, it's so shocking, and it is, and it's overwhelming news. It's news that you most likely didn't expect. I don't think many parents, if any, maybe unless you're adopting, that you ever really expect to be the parent of a child with Down syndrome.
Right.
But then years into the journey, you look back and you go, this is like for us, for me, I would say being the parent of Noah has been one of the best blessings of my entire life. And I can honestly say that I wouldn't change anything about Noah. I love him and I love being his dad. So if you're listening to this and you're scared, you're anxious, maybe you have some depression, you got to know that the story is a really beautiful story. All right, Antoinetta, thank you so much for being on the Hope Story podcast. Thanks for being a mom to all your children, a mom who loves your children. Thanks for being on our video earlier this year. And thanks for being a hope advocate and for being a part of the Hope Story family. For anyone listening to this, if you want to become a hope advocate like Antoinetta, you can go to hopestory.org/hopeadvocate. And you can sign up if you have a child with Down syndrome 1 year old or older and you live in the United States. You can be a part of it. HopeStory.org/HopeAdvocate. Antoinetta, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you. And thank you for everything that you do.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being a part of the Hope Story family. To everyone listening, thanks for listening. And we will talk to you soon on another episode of the Hope Story podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Hope Story podcast. On our website at hopestory.org, you can find this episode's show notes, subscribe to our email list, and learn about how Hope Story is working to connect every OBGYN in America to a family raising a child with Down syndrome through our Hope Advocate process. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Hope Story podcast.